720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio on Thanksgiving weekend. We are here on our holiday kickoff special and honored to have on the line a longtime friend and man behind the most famous brand in barbecue, entrepreneur, author, businessman, and member of multiple halls of fame, the one and only famous Dave Anderson. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, I'm glad to be back with you, Dane, and it's so good to be talking to Chicagoland, my hometown, sweet home Chicago.
It's great to have you on. Of course, this is one of those great holiday food, holiday weekends, and we're going to talk about for our holiday kickoff thing, ways people can enjoy famous Dave's throughout the holiday. We're going to get some leftover tips from you as well, things people can do, but everybody wants to know, the listeners want to know, like, how was famous Dave's Thanksgiving? Like, what did you have? What did you like? How did it go?
Well, you know, Thanksgiving for us is a time for gratefulness. But, you know, as a Native American, we probably have a few different things that most folks won't have. But, you know, my mom is from the Lacouture Reservation up in Hayward, Wisconsin, which is home to famous Dave's. And my family still is involved with some of the traditional harvesting of many of the foods that Native Americans, especially the Ojibwe people, my mom's people from the Lacouture Reservation in Hayward, Wisconsin. And our family still does sugar bush harvesting, maple syrup, and also real Indian wild rice. And so for Thanksgiving, we always make wild rice, sort of like a wild rice casserole. Sometimes we'll have a venison roast. And then when the grandkids are running around and we have pancakes, we have homemade maple syrup that came from our own sugar bush.
Oh, it's great. See, that's one of the things. There is that team photo of traditional things. You know, you think of the pictures with the pilgrims or things that we've grown up with. And, you know, you got your turkey and you got your other stuff. But Thanksgiving is a time, especially now, when everybody's even more, I think, excited and aware of food and different cultures and diversity. And you can kind of have your own flavors kind of built into it. I'm sure a lot of listeners have, whatever their background is, they're adding some of those flavors into it as they universally, as we all come together to give thanks. So on this day, we're highlighting a lot of great businesses. It's the kickoff for the holiday season. A lot of things happen, a lot of celebrations and all that. And we'll get to things and ways people are celebrating at famous Dave's for the holidays too. But we're also highlighting a lot of great inspirational figures in the Native American community, because this Friday is National Native American Heritage Day. And so famous Dave's, as so many people know you for all that barbecue excellence and enthusiasm and passion on the food side, you are, and we mentioned it, a couple Hall of Fames you're in. One, of course, is barbecue. The other one was recently you were inducted into a very important additional Hall of Fame.
The National Native American Hall of Fame. And wow. I think, you know, the story of famous Dave's is really an incredible story of starting off from humble beginnings. You know, I learned how to cook because a lot of people ask me, Dave, how did you ever get into barbecue? And I can honestly say that, you know, my dad's a Choctaw Indian from Idabel, Oklahoma. My mom is from the Lacouture Reservation, and both my parents met at Haskell Institute for Indians. And then my dad, after the war in 1945, moved with my mom to Chicago. And I can remember as early as 1959, standing at Lem's on the south side of Chicago, getting rib tips with my dad. So I really grew up with a dad from Idabel, Oklahoma, who loved his southern home cooking and loved his barbecue. And I always knew we were a little bit different because, as you know, every street in Chicago has a hot dog stand, it has a pizza joint, and a local tavern. Well, I always knew that our family was a little bit different because when all the other kids were going out for burgers and pizza or hot dogs and pizza, my dad was headed down to the south side of Chicago for ribs and rib tips.
Well, we're so thankful that you did, right? And then created all of those great opportunities for people to get acquainted and really fall in love with barbecue at the same time. And I know famous Dave's was out at the induction ceremony, so you had a lot of that food there, so you were still carrying the torch at that point. Talk a little bit about that though, because I think it's just so important to have people that are well known, people that are, let's say, famous but have that Native American background to be able to kind of showcase that as an inspiration for so many, whether it's kids, young people, other people within the community that may not know.
Well, I think you're exactly right. That is the, you know, my story. You know, when I started Famous Staves, it started up in little town of Hayward, Wisconsin, to only 2,000 people in town. People would drive by and they'd say, "Dave, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm building a rib joint." And they would say, "Are you crazy? Up here in Hayward, ain't nothing but Swedes, Norwegians, and Indians."
It would be a fish fry, right, Dave?
None of them had the first clue about barbecue, but by the end of that first summer, we're serving over 6,000 people a week. And, wow. You know, growing up in Chicago, I always loved being able to go out to the local barbecue joints. And today, you know, we have a number of Famous Daves around the Chicagoland area, and there isn't anything better than to have some good, tasty ribs or country roasted chicken. Our honey buttered cornbread, which actually, you know, a lot of folks may not know this, but our cornbread makes great croutons for stuffing turkeys.
Wow.
So there's one for you. But, you know, the story of Famous Dave's is really the American dream. And this is really a great time. You know, I always share that I live in gratefulness. I started off with nothing, very humble beginnings. It just goes to show in this great country that it doesn't matter what you've been through, where you come from. The only thing that matters is if you're willing to work hard and you have a dream, and that's all about my story, because you can't stop a man who won't quit, that, you know, I've been able to overcome many adversities in my life, and then to see Famous Dave's grow into a nationally recognized company, and, you know, and to have folks know that I'm a Chicago boy, sweet home Chicago, got my start here, you know, especially my Native American roots, that my family was very involved with the American Indian Center that used to be on Wilson Avenue there. And I can remember back in the 70s and the 80s, my mom would cook at the American Indian, the powwows that we used to have at the Armory. And, you know, so I grew up cooking Indian in my mom's Indian fry bread stand at many of the local powwows, like Starved Rock. There used to be a powwow there. Thanksgiving powwows that were held at the Chicago Armory. Boy, we're really talking some history now.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about, though, too. And one of the things, it isn't necessarily just the food that makes it a success. It is you, the driving force of your personality. You mentioned you can't stop a man who won't quit, and you never stop. Like, you are always so enthusiastic and so passionate and so uplifting in a million different ways, and it transcends the world of barbecue every time. Right? Because you've been a success in a bunch of different ways and an inspiration and an entrepreneur and all of those kind of things. And so we're so thankful to have you not only just on the planet, right? And in those locations all around the country for Famous Dave, but of course with those roots right here in Chicago. Okay. So Dave, you know this, that, you know, barbecue is a celebration food. When people come together, they're going to celebrate. Barbecue is right there front and center for the holidays. Are there any things that are coming out? Now, our family, we're fans of a lot of the stuff that is over there, of course, but the rib tips are absolutely our favorite. And I got to tell the listeners, if you want some great rib tips, go to your Famous Dave's and pick them up, because they are outstanding. But coming up through the holidays, is there any, whether it's events or deals or anything coming up people should look out for?
Well, Famous Dave's, we have our smoked turkeys. You know, you might, if you don't want to go out and do your own turkey, Famous Dave's has the most amazing smoked turkeys, and we'll even hand carve them for you. But again, Dane, this is such a great time. You know, there's so much craziness going on in the world, but I think the real thing about Thanksgiving is when we get together as families and we can be grateful. I know all of us really appreciate, you know, we've been through some tough times over the last year or so, but you know what? As Americans, we never, ever quit, and we always look for the positive, and I know there's a lot of great, fun-loving families in the city of Chicago, and we're going to overcome all of this. We'll just stay positive. We're grateful to be living in such a great country, and we will always, always, always always be the best of the best.
We're going to have links up at WGNRadio.com for that and for the local Famous Dave, so people can check that out, place their orders throughout the course of the holidays and do that. And Dave, you mentioned it, and this is one of those days, one of those weekends to kind of look back and reflect. And as great as America is, it is great because of the people in it. And you are definitely in the team photo of that for sure for everyone. So I thank you for everything that you're doing, for everything you've done. And of course, thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, Dane, thank you for having me on. And again, very humbled to be in the National Native American Hall of Fame. I'm just a Chicago boy that started off with nothing but a dream, and very grateful to be on your show. Dane, God bless you, and God bless Chicago.
Congrats, Dave. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.